Thelonious is being followed by a ghost in a funeral march from New Orleans. Through the years and through all the streets, and if he stops and turns around, there's no one there, just the long shadow of something hidden. Better believe it. One day he goes into a gallery uptown from the club where he's playing, sees a painting that represents exactly the nature of his dream. If it is a dream, his companion, the Baroness, says, "Isn't it wonderful? It's the postponement of an arrival. Oh, it's got a shadow and a crazy street. It's got a statue, and that shadow is not something you'd ever want to meet. Think he's mysterious?
He's more than mysterious. He's mysterioso.
Oh. Mysterioso. Persuades Theo to fly to Europe, because if there's anywhere they can find the artist, it's in old Paris. They hang out, do the clubs for a couple of nights, and some cats recognize Theo, invite him on stage. He sits down at the piano, plays exquisitely. But in the middle of his solo, he stops, gets up, and starts turning around and around, his eyes closed as if in a trance. He's turning. When he comes out of it, he addresses the audience, says, "Can anyone tell me where Mysterioso lives? Please, I gotta know Mysterioso." Someone laughs, says he's in Italy. The next day, the Baroness rents a large classic Peugeot, and they set out driving for Rome. But in the evening, the car breaks down somewhere in the region of the Chateau Fontainebleau. And because he thinks he's being followed, Theo pushes the car into the forest, and they go to sleep in the back seat. And when the dawn comes, he sees a large statue in the trees. Oh, Mysterioso. Thank you. what's with this statue? Should be another scene.
It's the postponement of an arrival.